It sometimes seems the Defense Department is slow to award contracts, but it's also been slow to close them out. And that can put both contractors and the government at financial risk. The closeout backlog has been growing, more contracts coming into the Defense Contract Management Agency than it could get to. But staff there have piloted a special quick closeout team that produced real results. It won a David Packard Excellence in Acquisition Award. Joining me with more, Irene Johnson, Director of Contracts for DCMA Special Programs. Ms. Johnson, good to have you on.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Let's begin with a definition. What do you mean by contract closeout? I'm not sure everyone knows the precise meaning of that.
Okay, I can help with that. When a contract is physically complete, a contract that was awarded to a defense contractor and it's been active and all the work has either been delivered or services are complete, it's required by FAR for it to be closed out, which means ensuring final rates are accomplished, all property is dispositioned, and just everything is all balanced and all actions are complete. So over the years, a lot of contracts just have been backlogged because we were waiting on audits and rates. So there's just a lot of individual actions that are required with contract closeout.
So basically then that means a contract is not closed out till DCMA says it's closed out.
Right. So, well, for DCMA, we go through a contract closeout checklist or an e-tool that has a list of items that are required for closeout. And until we say or until we complete those list of actions on the list, it's not closed out. It stays open.
And so is there money that does not go to the contractor until the closeout actually occurs?
Well, it could be. It could be money owed to the government and or the contractor. And there are excess funds or canceling funds that are created during this wait time, during this pending waiting for rates. Money does need to be returned back to the government or to the contractor.
So it matters, really, that these things get closed out quickly.
Absolutely. It definitely is important because we'll have to go back and look for current year funds if the money has canceled.
All right. What has been the big holdup? Is there any particular factor, any like finding out whether the rates that the contractor charged were correct and so forth? Is that what takes the most time or what tends to hold them up?
There are several factors. So we have a backlog primarily because of audits, awaiting audits, and that holds up our DACOs or Cognizant ACOs from developing final overhead rates. But there are other factors that go into play. Sometimes it's property not settled, but the primary reason over the years has been awaiting audits and rates.
And is there a special staff at the DCMA that only does the closeout auditing, or is it something people do in addition to a bunch of other stuff they've got to do?
Well, in DCMA, we have several parties that take part in contract closeout. You have the contract level ACO, the administrative contracting officers, who manage contract closeout. They make sure that checklist is complete. And then you have the DACOs who settle the final overhead rates. But we work in conjunction with DCAA for the incurred cost audits that are needed to complete the action for contract closeout, who handle those rates that are needed for those rates.
Sure. And so how long does the whole thing take and how big did the backlog get?
Oh, wow. It could take several years to close a contract. So we have flexibly priced contracts and you have firm fixed price contracts. It takes 36 months to, The FAR allows 36 months for closeout of flexibly priced contracts. And for firm fixed price contracts, the FAR allows for 6 months. Because the flexibly priced contracts require those audits I discussed with you and those rates, it could take several years. So the backlog for incurred costs for these defense contractors, the big, medium, and small, it could take several years for them to catch up and review their incurred costs. So it may only take a few months or to go through a complete checklist, but if you're waiting years for an audit and then you have to comb through that audit, understanding, negotiate, go back and forth with the contractor, and then settle rates, it could take up to 5 years for a contract to be closed out. It could be backlogged several years.
Wow. We're speaking with Irene Johnson, Contracts Director for Special Programs at the Defense Contract Management Agency. So tell us about the program that you have done to speed that up. I guess it's with a limited number of contractors, kind of as a proof of concept.
Right. So in DCMA Special Programs, we have a need or desire to reduce our backlog. So what we did is we took the quick closeout allowability that's in the FAR, and we said, all right, no one's using this. How can we use it and actually accomplish it and get our backlog reduced? So we started pursuing quick closeout and found that there are several ways that we can use it, not only use what FAR says, but ask for a class deviation to expand, to reduce, remove the requirement for the $1 million limit and the 10% threshold that the FAR requires. So we have a DCMA class deviation that removes that. And then we moved even further and said we'd like to see what else we can do. So we have risk assessments where we analyze what stops us from using quick closeout. So we've developed risk assessment spreadsheets and checklists that helps us say yes more than we say no. Also, we've created a subcontractor quick closeout methods, as well as quick closeout sharing agreements amongst our CMOs, our administrative contracting officers, and special programs, so we can group and do bulk quick closeout. So we don't do onesie-twosies. We do mass groups of closeouts at any given time we have a quick closeout agreement. So we like to look at the agreement and not say, all right, we're going to close contract A and contract B. We're going to close contract A through Z today. And that's our plan. That's what the initiative is about, and that's what we piloted. We try to continuously let the quick closeout process evolve. We don't stick to the limits of the FAR. We say, what are we allowed to do, and how can we continue to expand on this?
I guess it's also true if the FAR doesn't say you cannot do something, then generally you can.
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing that helped us is when our agency director approved the DCMA class deviation. When that happened, it just opened the doors to so many. Instead of saying, no, it's prohibited or it's restricted, it's above the threshold, expanding and taking the risk and seeing that there's more risk to keeping the contract open than to removing those thresholds and allowing it to close, because we're not out there asking for current year funds. We're not out there holding up DCAA or other agencies from doing audits on things that are low risk, and we can continue to move forward with the closeout on these low risk contracts.
And what are some of the results you've been able to get in terms of length and backlogs?
We have over 4,000 contracts that have been closed using the quick closeout procedures, and that allowed us to also reduce our overage backlog and physically complete backlog by 32%. So it really has helped us achieve our metrics, our OSD goals, our overage and on-time closeout metrics.
And it sounds like you probably freed up a lot of money, too.
Oh, we definitely freed a lot of money. We were able to return excess funds back to the program office prior to it canceling. They can reutilize those funds. So I think that's a great benefit to have.
Irene Johnson is Contracts Director for Special Programs at the Defense Contract Management Agency. Thanks so much for joining me, and congratulations on that award.
Thank you.
We'll post this interview along with some more information at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.